This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The CEO of TikTok made a rare public appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee where he faced a grilling on data security and user safety, while he makes his own case for why the hugely popular video sharing app should not be banned. Harsh words from the Republican chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome. Like you are 100% responsible for what TikTok does, that you suddenly endorse a national data privacy standard, that Project Texas is more than a marketing scheme, that TikTok doesn't harm our innocent children, or that your ties to the Chinese Communist Party through ByteDance is just a myth. We aren't buying it.
He said, for his part, he said that his company, there are many misconceptions about his company. Ukrainian troops will launch a long-awaited counterassault very soon now that Russia's huge winter offensive is losing steam without taking Bakhmut, Ukraine's top ground forces commander said on Thursday. Troops have been on the defensive for 4 months. Meanwhile, some countries are helping Ukraine with weapons and ammunition. Some are not. Thursday, Slovakia handed over the first four MiG-29 jets it is pledged to donate to Ukraine, with the rest of the planes to be delivered in the coming weeks, the Slovak Defense Ministry said on Thursday. Conversely, Finland's defense minister Thursday said he did not want to donate Hornet fighter jets to Ukraine, adding they're needed to secure their own country. Bulgaria's president on Thursday said that the Balkan country will not export weapons to Ukraine. NATO member Bulgaria and nine other EU member states are not participating in the joint procurement of ammunition for Ukraine, while a total of 17 countries have agreed to deliver ammunition to Ukraine. This is VOA News. A senior Nigerian politician and his wife have been found guilty of bringing a Nigerian man to the UK in order to harvest his organs. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has the story.
Ike Ekweremadu and his wife Beatrice were accused of arranging the transportation of a man from Nigeria to London in order to exploit him for a kidney donation for their daughter. The victim was recruited from a Lagos street market and brought to London in February 2022. The man believed that he was being taken to London to work for thousands of pounds. The defendants were remanded into custody and their sentencing was scheduled for the 5th of May. Kidney donations are lawful in the UK, but it is a criminal offence to reward someone with money or other material advantage for doing so. Karen Chamas, London.
Israeli police on Thursday fired water cannon at protesters blocking a highway in Tel Aviv, an AFP journalist said, as demonstrators across the country rallied against the government's judicial reform program. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested in Tel Aviv and other cities, according to crowd estimates by Israeli media, decrying what they view as a threat to the country's democracy. Protesters angry with President Emmanuel Macron and his plan to raise the pension age blocked main roads, set fire to rubbish bins, threw projectiles, and marched en masse in cities across France on Thursday. In one western city, police fired tear gas at protesters who used umbrellas to protect themselves and took to the streets chanting, quote, long live retirement, we worked not to die, end quote. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is attending the European Leaders Summit in Brussels Thursday to ensure addressing climate change is high on the agenda as the leaders of the bloc's 27 member nations meet over the next 2 days. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Guterres sounded the alarm earlier this week after the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released a new report saying industrial nations must cut emissions in half over the next 10 to 15 years if the world is to have any chance of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, a key target established by the 2015 Paris Climate Accords. Speaking to reporters outside EU headquarters Thursday, Guterres said there is no time to waste.
Close to the tipping point that will make the 1.5 degrees impossible to achieve. So we need dramatic action. We need acceleration agenda. And once again, we count on the leadership of the European Union in this regard.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Visit us at voanews.com for more. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.